dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
You know what? I don't say this enough, and I know your boss doesn't say this enough, but I appreciate you. Thank you so much for downloading our little show each week. You know, it's always a pleasure to catch up with our friends at the Sunshine School and Development Center. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk with Morgan Hilger from the Sunshine School about some of the great events coming up this year and how your business can volunteer, make donations, and get involved to give back to our community. Please stay with us. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by 8th and Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Morgan Hilger is fundraising and event coordinator for the Sunshine School and Development Center, and she was nice enough to join us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here, Morgan.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be talking to you and telling everyone about the Sunshine School and what we're all about.
Yeah, I think this is probably our third year partnership with the Sunshine School, and it's always great to have you guys in and kind of talking about all the events and the way that businesses and Walmart suppliers can get involved and sponsor the great events going on. For anyone that's not familiar, let's start off with a little bit of background. Tell us about the Sunshine School and Development Center.
Sure. So the Sunshine School and Development Center has been in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 60 years now. So we started with two mothers who had children with special needs, and they wanted to make sure that their children were receiving education just like every other child. And they decided to start the Sunshine School in their home. And a few years later, more parents caught on and they started sending their children to those mothers. And the school developed into what it is today. A few years ago, we were at a different location, and even before that, we were actually in the basement of a church. So something that we're very proud of is how quickly we've grown in the last 60 years. Today, we have 150 children enrolled at the Sunshine School. We aren't just a school. We also are a development center, meaning at the school itself, we have therapies that are all in-house. So whether it's physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech language, all of that is actually at the Sunshine School. And it's something that we really take pride in because it allows the children to transition very easily from classroom to therapy versus some parents that have to pick up their children and drive maybe to Fayetteville or Springdale and take them to therapy, which is exhausting not only on the parents, but also on the children. And so it's something that we really take pride in, making sure that those children receive the therapies that are necessary for them to grow and then also transition into elementary school and become a better part of their community.
Yeah, and today we're going to let the Walmart suppliers and local businesses know how they can donate, how they can get involved in supporting the Sunshine School and Development Center. One of the big events every year is the annual Sunshine Gala. I know that's coming up April 3rd. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's so exciting. So first thing, we are actually sold out.
That's outstanding.
I know. It's so great. We are a little over a month away from the Sunshine Gala, and we are sold out. But we have been doing the Sunshine Gala in some form or fashion for over 15 years. It actually started as something called Big Doin's, and it was a much smaller fundraising event, and it has grown into the gala that it is today, and we are going to have 600 people in attendance. We think that the Sunshine Gala is a very fun event because not only the theme is country western, but it makes us different and we stand out. We are very mission focused in the gala itself, and we always have a parent come up and speak about the Sunshine School and how it has affected not only their family, but of course, their child that more than likely went to the Sunshine School at some point in their life. If for some reason you weren't able to purchase a ticket or your company wasn't able to purchase a sponsorship package, we have it every year. So if not this year, 2021, we definitely want to have new vendors come in and sponsor the gala, whether it's at a lower level or whether it's at a higher level. We are always looking for those new opportunities.
And I've got a link out in our podcast description that links to just the event events page where you can find out everything that's going on at the Sunshine School this year. So let's talk about some of the other events and ways to kind of get involved that suppliers and businesses can help out and other things you have going on.
Of course. So other than the gala, we actually have two other events that will happen in 2020. One of them is called the Power of Inclusion Luncheon, and this will be our third year hosting it. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites. It is a luncheon with a moderated panel, and we will be discussing inclusion not only in the workplace but also in the community and what that looks like. It's going to talk about inclusion when it comes to people with disabilities, whether it's a physical disability or maybe an intellectual disability. Last year, we featured three of our clients. They are adult clients, and they all have jobs in the community. One of the clients has a job at Walmart, another has a job at Whataburger, and then the other one has a job at Wendy's. And so we talked about how having them in the community working is not only a benefit to them, but it's also a benefit to those companies. And so we're really looking forward to this year's panel and talking what is new with the Diversity and Inclusion Index. Sponsorship opportunities are definitely still available. We're looking to have around 300 people at this luncheon this year. And then our other event that we have is called our art show. It's a more casual event than our gala. It's more of a cocktail hour style event. And the children of the Sunshine School actually have painted art, and it's up for auction. It's really sweet to see all of the art that the children have done over the year, but it's also mixed in with artwork from professional artists in the Northwest Arkansas community. So you'll be able to bid on artwork from artists, but you'll also be able to bid on artwork from the children. All of the proceeds go straight back to the Sunshine School.
And so we've got a link on our podcast description where you can check out both of those events. You can get involved and look at sponsorships. Apart from the events, Morgan, I know that there's a chance for businesses to support the school all year long through donations and through volunteer work. What are some of the things that you're looking for in 2020?
Right. So one of the biggest things that we're trying to boost in 2020 is tours. So some people may not know this, but we actually do give tours of the Sunshine School, and we offer them 8 a.m. until I think about 5 p.m. And we really want to make it known that you can bring in your company to see the Sunshine School and see what we're all about. It's a way to actually see exactly what the funds are going to. You can see the therapy pods, you can see the classrooms, and it's, again, like I said, it's something that we really want to make it known this year. Bring in your company, maybe just bring in a coworker to see what we're all about. In addition to that, we also are starting to host some more networking events with our young professionals group. So we're trying to kickstart a young professionals group here with the Sunshine School. One of the ways we're doing that is with networking happy hours. And so we're having our very first one on March 12th at First National Bank in Northwest Arkansas in Bentonville. It's open to the public. There's no admission fee. It's not only a way for people that are maybe new in the area to connect with other young professionals, but it's also a way to promote the Sunshine School and get our mission and our vision and our values out to the community that may not know about the Sunshine School.
Well, and I want to make sure we hit on donations for a second, because if we have Walmart suppliers listening, local businesses, or even just individuals who would like to donate items to the Sunshine School, what kind of things are you in need of?
Some things that the school is always in need of. We're always in need of cleaning supplies. We are a school, and so germs are everywhere, and so we can never have enough Clorox and bleach, you know, sanitizing items, paper towels. So that's something that we are always looking for. But some things that might surprise people, we actually are in need of things like Dixie cups and styrofoam plates and styrofoam bowls, napkins, and you may be wondering why. Well, we don't serve the food on actual plates. They're disposable plates. And so if we have 150 kids that are eating three meals a day, that's a lot to go through. Yeah, and yeah. So things like that, we're always looking for donations for. And some other things that, of course, you think of a school supplies. So crayons, colored pencils, markers, paint, that's always great as well. And another one that I can think of, the children all sleep, when they take naps, they sleep on cots. And they're specific sizes, and they're not just your typical standard sheet. They're called cot sheets. And we go through them, and we have to wash them every day. And so they definitely get run down after a while. And so they're not cheap by any means. And if for some reason you're looking to provide a donation to the school, cot sheets are definitely on the top of our list. We would love those. We definitely accept monetary donations throughout the year. You can be set up to have a monthly donation drawn from your account, and it's a really, really easy way to donate to the school, whether it's $10, $25, $50. You can also be a mission partner, and that is something that we're not publicizing a whole lot. However, what it does is you can have your company be a mission partner of a classroom or a mission partner of the kitchen or the nursing program. We essentially will give you updates on that specific classroom or the kitchen or the nursing program or the therapy pods throughout the year, and you'll be able to see what exactly is going on with the money that you have provided for the mission partnership. And then, of course, volunteering. So volunteers are our best friends. And when you volunteer, whether it's with just yourself or your entire company, you are providing a resource for our school that is invaluable. We truly, truly value our volunteers more than we can say. And if you're ever looking for an opportunity, please reach out, and we would love to get something scheduled with you.
All right. And once again, in our podcast description, we have got a link to the website for the Sunshine School and Development Center. Go out there, check out the events, check out the opportunities to donate, get your business involved, and just all the donations that Morgan was talking about. Morgan, so great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so much.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.